So God gave him one commandment, one condition. The tree of life was in the garden, knowledge of good and evil's there. You know, man was created pure and innocent, childlike. I mean, do you know they were naked and not ashamed? There wasn't even a second thought. They didn't even understand. They were so pure and so, and it's hard for us to grasp because we've been so defiled and our innocence has been stripped through sin and through life. We've all touched sin. We've all been a subject. It's bitten us, okay, many times. So it's hard to even comprehend that, but that's what he's taken us back to. See, righteousness will heal you. Righteousness will deliver you. Righteousness will bring strength in you. Righteousness is where it's at. It's the power of God unto salvation for all that believe. Watch. For in it, righteousness is revealed. See, in the gospel, righteousness is revealed. Why are we having this morning on righteousness? Because if we don't see the righteousness, we don't know what we're believing in, and we won't receive the grace to be transformed. And what Satan is after is your identity. He wants your identity. He doesn't want you to know you're a son or a daughter. He wants you to prove it. He wants you to do something. He wants you to jump through a hoop of flames. He wants you to stand on your... I don't know what he wants to do, but he's trying to get you to prove that you're a son or a daughter. But you're a son or a daughter by faith. You're saved by grace. He came to Jesus and said, if you're a son, turn these rocks into bread. And Jesus, you have to understand why he answered him that way. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone.